A Jewish Journal article. Al Jazeera journalist killed during IDF raid. Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akhli, 51, was killed during an Israeli Defense Force, IDF, raid of a Palestinian refugee camp in the West Bank village of Jenin on May 11. It is currently unclear who shot and killed Abu Akhli. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said in a statement that there is a good chance that armed Palestinians, firing wildly, brought about the tragic death of the journalist. A Palestinian health official told The Times of Israel, TOI, that Abu Akhli was killed by Israeli gunfire, and Palestinian witnesses also told TOI that they didn't see any armed Palestinians nearby. TOI reported to have seen footage confirming this, and that Abu Akhli was outside of the area where the raid was taking place. American Jewish Committee, AJC, Managing Director of Global Affairs Avi Meir noted in a tweet that Dr. Rayan Ali, who heads the Palestinian Forensic Medicine Institute, has reportedly declared, "It cannot be determined whether Akhli was killed by Israeli fire or by a Palestinian bullet." IDF Chief Aviv Kohavi said in a statement that the Palestinians carried out widespread gunfire at our forces, wild, indiscriminate fire in all directions. The journalist who was killed was present inside the area of the fighting. At this stage, it is not possible to determine whose gunfire she was hit by, and we are sorry for her death. Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid offered to conduct a joint investigation with the Palestinian Authority, PA, on the matter, but Bennett told the Knesset that the PA had rebuffed their request for a joint autopsy, per the Jerusalem Post. PA Minister Hussein Al-Sheikh denied in a tweet that the Israeli government had made overtures to them on a joint investigation and blamed Abu Akhli's killing on the occupation government. The Post also reported that Likud member of the Knesset, M.K., Gideon Saar, said on the floor of the Knesset that the IDF raid was conducted to arrest suspects in the Jenin terrorist camp and other locations in the region, as recent terror attacks against Israelis have involved Palestinians entering Israel illegally from Jenin. The specific incident involved massive firing and explosives, he added. Thank God there were no casualties to our forces. Stand with us, Israel Executive Director Michael Dixon tweeted. I've seen some influential blue checks decrying the tragic death of journalist Shireen Abu Akhli, blaming Israel before facts are known. I do not recall hearing their voices, as each of the 19 innocent Israelis were murdered by Palestinian terrorists in the last several weeks. The AJC similarly tweeted, we're saddened by the killing of journalist Shireen Abu Akhli in a Jenin firefight. There must be a joint investigation, which has been proposed by Israel and rejected by the Palestinians. Until facts are established, presumptions of responsibility are premature. The New York Times described Abu Akhli, a Jerusalem-born Palestinian who had been working at Al Jazeera since 1997, as a trailblazer, who was well known among Palestinians for her reporting. A funeral procession from the PA headquarters will be held for her on May 12, and Abu Akhli will be laid to rest the following day.